Stick It with Mr. Biggs is made possible by listeners like you. To support the show, go to askmrbiggs.com/support.
Stick It.
And we're back! Welcome to Stick It with Mr. Biggs.
We're back.
The podcast about adhesives and glues and such. I am Mr. Biggs.
I'm Roger. I'm kind of confused. Are we back? Or are we just starting?
Well, you know, it's another episode, so I thought it's possible that people might be binge watching the episode, Roger.
That's true.
They might be binge watching it.
Maybe binge listening, maybe, is what they're doing.
I'd never heard of binge listening before, though. This is the first time I've heard that.
Well, I mean, technically, they're not watching anything. They're just listening in their iPhones or...
Well, yeah, but the phrase is binge watching. That's the one that people use, and I don't want to make up too many new terms.
Yeah, binge watching is fine. I'm just thinking they're not looking at anything except maybe they're looking at the logo on the website.
They got to be looking at something, because if they're just sitting there with their eyes closed listening to the podcast, they're bound to run into the bumper of the car in front of them, or they're bound to cut their finger on something.
Well, I envision people like sitting maybe in a subway car or out in a, tractor. Tractor cab. I don't know.
This is weird. I want you right now to stop. Roger, are you listening?
Mm-hmm.
Look at me. I want you to stop imagining our listeners doing anything, because it's weird. It's creeping me out. Just the idea that you're thinking about the person listening right now, it's weird.
Well, they always say that when you're talking when you're talking to listeners.
Yeah, I know.
You should listen.
Yeah.
You should imagine you're talking to one person. So I'm trying to envision that.
Well, whatever you're imagining, it's wrong. That
one
much I know.
Person listening. It's what they say you should do when you go to radio college.
Well, I didn't go to radio college. I've just got an inane ability.
Inane? Innate.
I've got an insane ability to just know how to do it. And I know that part of it is not imagining our listeners in their underwear while they're listening to the podcast.
Well, I don't.
It's inappropriate.
Well.
And it's going to make the listeners uncomfortable if they think every time I listen, he's watching me.
I don't.
That's weird.
I don't, think of anybody in their underwear or,
Well, you just said you were picturing the listeners.
Well, right. I thought of somebody in a subway, but they're not in their underwear on a subway.
Well, I guess it depends on what subway you're on.
Right.
Hey, Roger.
Yeah.
It's time for breaking news! Breaking news!
This is...
Stick It with Mr. Biggs.
Stick It. This is where you go over an item that's adhesive-related that's in the news.
Well, yeah, I know how to do it. I came up with it. It was my idea.
That's true. That's true. Go ahead.
Dateline Bryan, Texas. A man was arrested Tuesday morning for disorderly conduct, but he ended up with more charges after he damaged the police car that he was in.
Oh, no.
They put him in the back of the car, but he continued to yell profanities, just curse words, and causing all kinds of hubbub and havoc.
Well, he's a criminal.
Well, he's innocent until proven guilty, Roger.
I mean,
let's not assume things.
He's making trouble.
That's racist.
I didn't.
Once he was handcuffed and in the police car, he kicked the back passenger door, bending the window area out, and ripped the cloth right off the roof of the police car interior. He's been charged with obstruction, disorderly conduct, and criminal mischief.
Yeah. Makes sense.
My advice to the Bryan, Texas Police Department is as follows regarding the headliner in their police cruiser, because, you know, they don't have a lot of money. Times are tough. It's not something you want to, you know, take into the shop and repair if you can do it yourself. So, fellas, listen up. Here comes. Here comes some free advice from Stick It with Mr. Biggs.
Right.
Stick It.
Good. Yes, here we go. Here it comes.
Now, the car headliner, generally speaking, I don't know if they're driving a Caprice, a police interceptor, or what, but generally the roof has a layer of foam that is glued onto the metal shell of the car body up on top. And then on top of the foam, there will be a fabric liner to
right.
that.
Right.
And you're in luck because one product is all that you need to glue both the foam to the roof of the vehicle and the fabric to the foam.
And this is a gluing project, not a stitch-up job?
It didn't rip it. Didn't say rip. Does it say rip? Didn't say rip.
No.
I hadn't thought of that.
Well, I mean, okay, go ahead. He's handcuffed. Go ahead.
All right. No, he's out of the car now. He's in jail, Roger. He's serving time.
All right.
Or at very least, he's awaiting a court date so he can be judged by a jury of his peers.
Chatting with a public defender.
Yeah. So after the evidence is gathered and the pictures have been taken, I'm going to recommend that you have the guy in the motor pool head on over to the home store and pick up some 3M spray adhesive.
Mm.
I'd go with the Super 77 variety.
Mm-hmm.
A fast-setting adhesive that sprays out of an aerosol can. So what you're going to do is you're going to pull down the headliner as far as you can, and you're going to spray some of that between the roof of the car and the backing foam of the headliner, and you're going to wait maybe 2 or 3 minutes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Quick.
Because this stuff works great. You don't put it up yet. This stuff works much better after it's been sitting for a second.
You gotta be ready to press it into place.
Yeah, maybe get a couple of friends in there to help you push it, the headliner, back up against the body of the vehicle. And if any of the fabric has separated from the foam, here's what you do for that.
Mm.
You do the same thing. You spray the back of the fabric, and you spray the foam, and you push them together.
Hmm.
Now, it's going to look like crap because you just had a criminal back there ripping down your headliner.
Yeah.
But you will have a functional headliner once again with some of that 3M spray adhesive. Go with the 77, Super 77. But crack a window because it does stink real bad.
That's kind of a toxic scent. Spray it and get out.
Stick it!
Stick it.
With Mr. Biggs.
Stick it. So the solution there is 3M 77 spray adhesive.
Get a couple of cans. Have them on hand because they're very versatile.
And this is a situation that could recur from time to time.
You might want to consider maybe the people you put in the back of your police cruiser, politely asking them ahead of time, could you please not mess with the headliner? We've just had it repaired, and it is prone to damage. So just don't act like a fool. Sit back there with your hands cuffed behind your back and remain silent,
yeah,
as is your right.
No monkey business in the back.
Again, Roger, with the racism. Come on.
Headline news.
Breaking news! On Stick It with Mr. Biggs.
Stick It.
The email address is biggscast@gmail.com. Gmail.com. And if you have a question or an email you'd like to send us regarding adhesives, glues, or
anything adhesive adjacent or related, I'd be happy to take a swing at the question and maybe have an answer.
Epoxy. Are you ready?
Do you know what an epoxy is, Roger? Do you know?
It's a glue. It's a strong glue.
Well, it's a resin and a catalyst that when you mix them together, it'll harden. Bigscast at gmail.com.
Our question today via email is, what's the best way to remove glue and glue residue from a child's hair and head? It's quite a large amount, a splotchy shape of sticky gunk, maybe three.
What the hell?
Maybe 4 inches by 3 inches in size. We've asked the boy where it came from, and he claims he doesn't know. We tried shaving the hair off, but it gummed up the electric razor. Yeah.
That's good.
A neighbor suggested turpentine. But that seems a bit extreme. Sorry, I don't have more info, but we're desperate. Please help. This is signed Colin, and he's writing from New Jersey.
All right, Colin. So you got a neighborhood kid, or is this your kid, Colin? Is this your kid?
It doesn't say. I'm guessing he's asking for a friend.
First of all, if you've got a kid that was dumb enough to go put glue in his head, you do not want to stop what you're doing, go to your laptop computer, and type out an email, send it off to a podcast that answers questions about glues and adhesive, and then you wait for them to record a response and then eventually post that on internet, and then wait for you to download that podcast, and then finally and eventually listen to the answer.
Because
it's safe to say that by the time all of that happens, by the time it all transpires, the hair will have grown out and the problem will have solved itself.
So
let's assume that this it just happened. It just happened.
Okay, so yeah, at this point in reality, it's the problem has solved itself.
Did you ask the boy what he put in his hair and why he did it?
Sticky gunk. Sticky gunk. Okay. It looks like sticky gunk. That's what I...
Okay, so it's sticky. It's sticky, so let's assume that it's recent. It probably happened. It's a glue that the kid had access to because you're a responsible adult. You don't have any epoxies out there for him to get his hands on. It's probably a PVA. Or maybe a carpentry glue, maybe? I don't know.
And so a PVA would be...
polyvinyl acetate.
Yeah.
It's like you ever be in school and you had a bottle of glue that you used to glue stuff with? It's that stuff.
Right. So that's like an Elmer's glue kind of thing.
Yeah, like a white glue. Look, hey, don't say that brand.
It's either a glue or a paste that you would use in school. And yeah, that's probably likely because he's a kid and he probably got a huge chunk of it in his hair.
Maybe. Let's assume that it's a fresh application and you got to it in time. If you're lucky, and it is polyvinyl acetate, it is water soluble. So all you got to do is just wash the kid's hair and you're done. But because you're having such a hissy fit about it and you're writing this show, I'm guessing you probably tried washing it. It probably didn't work. And if you shave the kid's hair off but it gummed the razor, I have to assume yet again that it's down to the scalp. So it's time to bring out the solvents. Bring in the solvent box.
So the turpentine is what you're talking about.
That's one thing you could try, but first you should probably start with some rubbing alcohol. Rub that in there. Rub the rubbing alcohol
Okay.
In. It's not going to hurt the kid, and it smells fantastic.
It's like alcohol.
Yeah.
Good
stuff.
Okay, say they don't have that. Maybe just dump some vodka on it or something like that. Does it have enough alcohol in, say, a bottle of vodka? Does that have enough?
If you've got a bottle handy, maybe there next to the area where you're trying to clean the glue out of your kid's head, in that situation, you've probably got problems, and you should address those before having children, because your priorities are all wrong. You're leaving glue bottles out where your kids can get to them. You're drinking to excess in the middle of the day. But if you're going to use an alcohol, I would recommend a grain alcohol. Maybe some Everclear. Do you have any of that? Well, you do because you're a drunk. Yeah, go ahead and put that on the kid's head, but don't let him have any because he's underage. And that is against the law. Learn that one the hard way.
I don't follow.
The next step is shaving the kid's head and giving him a fun backstory to tell his friends. Maybe a family relative has some sort of horrible disease and he shaved it in solidarity with them.
Mm.
I don't know. It's up to you to come up with the backstory. But don't send your kid bald-headed to school without a good story because he will be mocked and ostracized from his peers.
I think the best way to handle that is if, once the chunk is removed, you might as well just shave the whole head so that it looks like if there wasn't some sort of mishap at home with, the, you know, like you said, the alcoholic parents.
Yeah, that kid's got so many problems. I feel sorry for him just hearing about it.
Well, I mean, it's probably not a bad idea if the parents are deprived of a few extra screwdrivers.
And tell that kid next time he wants to glue something to ask for his parents' help. And then he can stick it.
Stick it.
Stick it. So the solution
with Mr.
here.
Mr. Biggs.
The solution here for the folks with the child, with the glob of glue, adhesive in his hair is to...
Get to it right away and don't rely on a podcast that you're going to hear later on because it's too late.
If he was expecting a quick response to the email, he's emailing the wrong show, maybe.
Well, what address is he using? If you have an adhesive
Biggs
or glue
cast.
Question, it's BiggsCast with two G's.
Gmail.com.
Anybody that's got a question, go ahead and send that off, and we'll do our best to answer it here on the show.
We'll
called Stick It.
Stick It.
We'll stick it.
With Mr. Biggs.
Yep.
We'll see you next time. See you later, everybody.
Good job.
Yeah, I know. I know I did a good job.
You're doing...
I know if I did a good job. You did an okay job. Was that what you were doing? You were fishing for a compliment?
No, that was good.
Roger, don't be so needy. It's not an attractive trait.
Stick it.